All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in shortly, he's in the studio, used to work with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the founder of Blue Jeans Nation, and he's one of, he can correct me if I'm wrong, I think 126 gubernatorial candidates on the Democratic side. Mike McCabe will join us on the next segment of the show. We're going to talk with the owner of the Retlaw Hotel, Dennis Doucette. The owners say that they are planning for a grand opening this summer. A $25 million renovation project is taking place at the hotel as we speak. We'll get an update on the flu epidemic on the final segment of the show. St. Agnes Hospital averaging 9 to 13 flu patients daily. And we'll talk with Public Health Officer Kim Miller coming up on the final segment. Waupun Correctional Institution shutting down all tower staffing for third shift a week from today. Julie Nickel, the mayor, joins us on the program. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Is this official? I mean, I got this email over the weekend that starting February 19th, the towers will no longer have an officer in them from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Is that true?
That is correct. We have a every 3 months we have a meeting with Community Corrections, and we were notified by Warden Foster that this was going to be taking place. We knew about this approximately back in February of 2015, that this could be a possibility. Michael Schraw and Rick Gudex reported, came to our City Council meeting, and as well as several correctional officers and staff, and we voiced our objection to this. We even, Kyle Clark, who was our former mayor, wrote up a resolution back in March of 2015 that we were against this practice. So we knew from probably now back 3 years ago that this could be a possibility. And with our community corrections meetings happening every 3 months, we were updated that Waupun was going to be beginning to do this.
All right. Do you feel any differently today than you did back then when this issue was first raised? Have the prison officials, the warden, corrections officials assuaged any of your fears about what it means not to have a manned tower?
Absolutely not. I have voiced my displeasure from the very beginning. When we have these meetings, our police chief, Scott Loudon, is present. We have both stated that we are not happy with this. So I have instructed Chief Loudon to make more perimeter circles around both prisons to make sure that what they're not doing, we can't be there to protect our citizens. I have voiced my displeasure to Michael Schraw numerous times and also to Senator Fian that we're a little unique being that we have two prisons in our city, within city limits. And with Waupun shutting down on third shift, and I believe that they still may have issues with their fence alarms, I know that I was told by some staff that their fences were not working during the last major snowstorm we had, that it went off for the 15 times the alarm went off just in within 1 hour.
All right, so they're,
and that concerns me.
They're relying on an electric fence that isn't working, is what you're saying?
I have not heard back from Warden Foster as to what might have happened with that. I know that they have had weather issues with the electric fence, and I know that they are working on that, but until that is resolved, I don't feel that closing the towers is what should be done.
So
I don't think closing the towers at all should be what should
right.
be done.
Are you fighting this then? Is the city of Waupun going to try to prevent this from happening?
Like I said, we've tried this 3 years ago. We have stated our concerns to, at the time, Senator Gudex and Schraw. I've stated them to Michael Schraw myself and to Senator Fian. My concern is that the DOC, of course, they own that land and they are the administrators of that land, but to be a good neighbor, I would hope that they would take another look at this and try and find some way to staff these institutions. And I'm meaning Dodge as well, because Dodge does not have third shift towers either.
All right. It sounds like you are concerned for the safety of Waupun residents if this takes place.
Of course I am. And not just because that they are, at this point, they're short on staff. So I'm hoping they're not using the closing of the towers because they're short on staff, which means that the citizens that work inside that prison are also at risk.
Waupun Mayor Julie Nickel, Julie will stay on top of this, and we'll probably get you back on the show maybe this week, depending on what the developments are on this. We greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.